So the planning director has left as well. I can answer to the best of my ability. We're not asking for any monies. We're asking for just an additional time because the site investigation grant that we received is still ongoing and we still haven't expended all the funds. That is to VHB. So there's no additional monies. It's just extension of time.
So Chief, why did it take 9 months for the department to come to us and say we need an extension? Because unless I'm misreading something, and if I am, correct me, what I'm reading is that this bid expired on January 4th, 2025. So here we are 9 months later, and the department just all of a sudden decides we need to come before the council for an extension. Why does that happen?
So I can't speak exactly for it, but this is an ongoing process, site remediation process, and it's been going through the permitting process and remediation process through DEM. We have the closure agreements, and that's taken some time. VHB, this project was going to be moving forward based on some grants that the city applied for, but was unsuccessful. So I can't really speak to why it's taken 9 months to come before you, but I'm here tonight to just ask for the increase in the date.
Something like this, it'd be really simple. Just come before the council and say contract expired in January and we need to get an extension. Not all of a sudden, 9 months later, bring just another issue up to us that is unresolved. Oh, does the committee have any questions on that? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion on the remaining items.
Move favorable action.
We second. Have a motion. We have a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all.
Next up would be the return of the Public Properties Committee.
The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs reconvenes at 10:50 p.m. Nice. There are two items left on the agenda. PCR 91-25, a resolution in observance of Hispanic Heritage Month. I'm going to move that this be heard by the full council, simply as a matter of convenience, keeping the city council meeting moving along. Thank you. Okay, have a motion, second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It is unanimous. And finally, we have PCR 95-25. This is docketed by the council president on behalf of the mayor. That is PCR 95-25, a resolution authorizing the mayor to execute a lease extension for fire station number 8 with the Rhode Island Airport Corporation. Do we have a motion to... yes, move it to the floor of the city council.
So moved.
Okay.
So moved.
And second?
Second.
Seconded by Councilman DeLuise. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And with that, the committee adjourns at 10:51 p.m.
So we're back to the full council. First up, appointments requiring confirmation. First on the list was Board of Canvassers, Edward Hannon. Committee report, intergovernmental, Councilman Gephardt.
Well, I gave my page to the clerk already.
My understanding, it's a request to hold till October 6th.
Yes, on the first one.
All right, any objections to holding this till October 6th? Seeing none, so held. The next one is Historic District Commission, Michael Logar. Again,
help.
Yep, perfect. It was a request to hold till October 6th. Is there any objections to such? Seeing none, so held. Next is Kent County Water Authority, Jeffrey Giusti.
Favorable action.
Request for favorable, or recommendation was for favorable action. For action, Councilman Gebhardt.
Move favorable action.
Second. Motion made for favorable action, seconded by Councilman Napa. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? Aye. We're going to do roll. You're going to make me do roll. Okay, he's going to make me do roll. Clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Good.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Yes.
9 yes, appointment passes. Giusti.
Next is the consent calendar. PCR 96-25, resolution relative to bids. Councilman Lattiser? So this is just the consent calendar part. So my understanding, the recommendation is favorable. All right, and then PCR 97-25, resolution relative to abatements.
Move for favorable action on PCR 97-25.
Second.
And we need that for 96-25 as well.
And we also have a motion for favorable action on PCR 96-25.
Second.
And we need you to announce the items removed.
Sure.
There were eight items removed from the consent calendar. Bid 2026-216 is now PCR 98-25.
212. 2026-212.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bid 2023-132 is now PCR 99-25. Bid 2026-213 is now PCR 100-25. Bid 2026-183 is now PCR 101-25. Bid 2026-208 is now PCR 102-25. Bid 2026-182 is now PCR 103-25. Bid 2027-197 is now PCR 104-25.
2026.
And bid 2025-016 is now PCR 105-25.
Correct.
Any questions on the consent calendar, which has been moved and seconded? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt? Gebhardt. Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Yes.
9 yes, consent passes.
So now each item removed one by one. So which one do we have first?
Okay, first
PCR
item.
PCR 98-25.
First item is PCR 98-25. that was moved to the floor for discussion. You want to begin discussion?
Nope, need a motion. Need an action.
Fire away.
Okay. So the discussion on this, I'll go through my discussion, which was the expenses of $525,000 to purchase 8 vehicles. We just purchased or approved 3 vehicles about 2 months ago, and I'm looking at where we are with our financial liabilities currently, what's coming in, et cetera, et cetera. And to me, it doesn't make sense to be approving an additional 8 vehicles here. And my recommendation was to amend this to 4 vehicles as opposed to 8. And that's where I am. I would move to amend this bid to 8 vehicles.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Discussion on the motion, which is an amendment from how many vehicles to how many?
Down to 4 vehicles, and I'll give you the number in 1 second. I
didn't. And they're all the same kind of vehicle?
From these 8, what they described, yes. I mean, the major is here. If there's anything not accurate with that, but that was my understanding. I come up with a number of $264,446.28 for four vehicles.
Any thoughts, admin?
Yeah, Bill Fazenti, Chief of Staff. So the administration is against amending this. The fleet manager, Mike Grant, does an incredible job managing the Warwick Police Department fleet. When the residents of Warwick pick up the phone to call the police department, they want the police vehicles to run properly. We've seen what happens when we defer maintenance, defer replacing vehicles. Public safety is not the place to start deferring expenditures. It's in the capital budget. The administration requests that this be awarded as presented.
Yeah, well, amidst some confusion, because I remember quite well the prior situation where, among other things, there were interesting situations with the quality of vehicles at the time, and we finally started to get our act together. I'm confused why we are saying the plan that they laid out to make sure our situation stays favorable and continues that way is now being disagreed with, especially when it was part of the capital budget as well. I know, Councilman Lattice, you don't need to restate that you didn't vote for that budget. I get it. But if the only basis besides that is, well, we just think they should have less, even though they should be the ones that have a clear understanding of what they have, what they had, and where they're going and what they need, I'm confused why we are pretending we know better. But maybe someone will say something that enlightens me. Councilman Napa.
Thank you, Council President. So I'm not seeking to enlighten you in any way. Just to reiterate my position on this, I think the time for due diligence on what we were approving relative to vehicle spend and fleet upgrades and fleet maintenance would have been at the time of the budget when we approved the capital budget. Checking the numbers, though the police department is running dangerously close to what we had approved for their capital budget expenditures for the year already. It's a conversation I've had with the major. They're within the parameters in which they laid out when we approved the budget. I think if this body wants to manage what we're doing for fleet maintenance, we're not expanding the fleet as far as what the major testified to. If we're looking to downsize what the police department is looking to do as far as vehicle replacement plan per year over year, I think that should be addressed at or around the budget time and within the capital budget when we have that opportunity on the floor. To undercut them after the fact, I think, would go against what we had approved at the time. Now, I do think that perhaps seeing the situation we're in now, maybe that needs a little bit more due diligence, and we need to look a little closer at capital budget expenditures at the time of the budget next year, next cycle. I understand that colleagues that voted against the budget did not necessarily approve those items, and I completely respect their position. However, I will be voting in favor, given that we approve these expenditures, approve these fleet replacement plan that was presented. And I think it's a good position to be in where we have vehicles that are running appropriately and they're operating within the budget, which I think is the most important issue here.
Bear in mind for everyone, including myself, currently before us is an amendment to reduce the number of vehicles. So if you're supportive of the original request, you would actually be voting no on this proposed amendment. If you want the request reduced, you would be voting yes. Councilman Foley.
Yes, seeing no other lights on by any of my colleagues, I call the question.
All right, question's been called. Clerk will please call the roll. This is again on the amendment to reduce the number of vehicles proposed.
Mr. Sinapi?
No.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gephardt?
No.
Mr. Kirby?
No.
Mr. Lattice?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
No.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
4-5, motion fails.
Alrighty, is there anyone who has an alternative motion for this particular item? Pardon?
Sorry, amendment fails.
Oh, got it. Councilman Foley.
Move favorable action on the original request.
Motion made for favorable action. Is there a second on the...
Second.
I'm sorry, who was the second? I apologize.
That was me. Gephardt, 9.
All right, as a reminder, this needs 6 votes to pass due to the nature of the bid before us. So clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
No.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
No.
Mr. Lattisa?
No.
Mr. Muto? Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Rex?
No.
Motion fails. 4-5 motion fails.
All right, so just so I'm clear, that means, unless there's an alternative line of reasoning here, that we are saying we know better when it comes to the capital plan, which we approved for the most part. Well, we approved as a body, not necessarily individually. No questions were asked about this before the council meeting. And so that we have decided to upend the plan by those who handle this in the on the grounds of we'd like it to be less vehicles. You do realize this is how you lose having a capital plan, just so we're clear, because administrations realize there's no point in having one when we're going to say, well, we don't like it because we don't like it. That's not a good reason. That's shit. If you have a good reason why this isn't known, please voice it. Besides, I didn't agree with the capital plan to begin with. Great. I know why that person votes that way. Let's hear from the other people that are in no, because we're not going to waste everybody's time and do this on every single bid where we're going to second guess all the people that should know more than us. It's a waste. We're not going to turn into an obstructionist council. I'm not going to have it. I lived through that for years, as did many of us. It was awful. We got nothing done. If you want to go back to that, fine, have fun, but do it when I'm not here. Councilman Muto.
Thank you. I do want to make it clear, it's not that we're against capital plans and capital improvements. I believe what our
point of our. We've already voted on this.
Right, so is there no further motions on this? You can also repeat a motion, whether it be against the bid or for it.
I will repeat my motion for favorable action for 4 vehicles.
So there's a proposed amendment to amend to 4 vehicles. Yeah. Is there a second?
Second.
Councilman Rick seconds. My stance remains the same. This has become a farce.
The administration's stance is also the same.
Okay.
It'll be the same on all the vehicles tonight.
Okay.
Under capital budget.
So procedurally, if you may, Mr. President, Councilman, in order to do that, you need to formally reconsider. You were part of the prevailing side. So in order to revive it, you'd have to start with a reconsideration motion.
Start with a reconsideration motion.
Second. Second by Councilman Rix. Any further discussion on the proposed, well, on the requested reconsideration of the amendment? Not an amendment. Oh, it's on the bid itself.
The prior item was a motion to in favorable action, which failed. In order to bring the item back, we need to reconsider it. The prevailing side has moved a reconsideration motion following a favorable vote on the reconsideration. It would be back before us as if we did not have that exercise. So it was seconded by Councilman Rix. Any discussion on reconsideration?
Council Solicitor, if I may, through the chair, that is through the president, may I suggest that Councilman Kirby may be eligible to make the motion as stated by Councilman Lavisser, and he may say, correct me if I'm wrong, so moved, if he were to agree to proceed with that as a matter of reconsideration.
Both yourself and Councilman Kirby were part of the prevailing side. Councilman Lattiser moved the reconsideration. The prevailing side was those that defeated it. So we're in order to proceed if folks want to have the vote on reconsideration. Right. So Councilman Lattiser has made a motion to reconsider, which will bring back the item before us. It was seconded by Councilman Ricks. A yes vote brings the item back before us as if we hadn't had those two prior votes. And then it's fair game for proceeding however the supermajority wishes, in this case, as it's a 56-6. But.
So I'm in favor of reconsidering so that we're back to square one. Clerk will please call the vote, given that no lights are on. Yes.
Can I have a clarification?
Yes.
What are we voting on right now?
This would revive the council's ability to discuss and act on this matter.
Reconsider the original?
This is reconsidering in its original form. It could be amended thereafter.
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Rex?
Yes.
Right, so now we're back to square one. Does anyone have a motion in regard to the current bid before us?
Make a motion to approve four vehicles in the amount of $264,446.28.
Councilman Lattiser has made a motion to amend, right?
Yes.
To amend the bid. Councilman Ricks second, I'm assuming?
I second, and a question. When I did the math quickly, and I may be off, I simply divided since going from 8 to 4, divided it by half, I got the number 262, 446, and 28 cents. I don't know if I'm missing something in there, but wanted to make sure that we have the number right.
I'll double check it, Mr. President.
That was the number I had, Councilman.
Is the number I had?
I too had 262,446,28, as Councilman Ricks had just indicated.
Yes, okay. I just redid my numbers. 262,446,28. Thank you for that, Councilman Ricks. So that's my motion.
Second.
Discussion.
Anyone have any further comments? Clerk will please call the roll. Yep, a yes vote is to amend to the term stated by Councilman Lattiser.
Mr. Sinapi?
No.
Mr. DeLuise?
No.
Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gephardt?
No.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto? Mr. Napa?
No.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Four yes. 5 no.
Requested amendment fails. Does anyone have a further motion regarding this bid?
Motion to move favorable action as
second
presented.
Motion made and seconded.
You gotta let me catch up here. Sorry. So favorable was by 3, and who seconded that?
Seconded by 1.
Seconded by 1, thank you.
So again, this is a 56-6. It requires 6 in favor to pass.
Council President.
Oh, sorry.
Councilman DeLuise has.
I'd like to make an amendment to the original request by 8 vehicles. I'd like to amend it to approve 6 vehicles. I'm not joking.
I believe it would be $393,669.42. Someone correct me, double check my math if I'm wrong.
Just on process, Councilman Knapp, are you withdrawing to defer to? We had a favorable action motion in front of us. Did you want to defer to the amendment?
I'll defer to my colleague.
Okay. So we have an amendment to reduce from 8 to 6 and do a pro rata adjustment of the dollars by Councilman DeLuis.
I'll second Councilman DeLuis's motion.
And so I remain confused as to what exactly we're doing. It hasn't been stated that there's a particular dollar amount we need this to get down to because some other countervailing factor. The sole thing seems to be we want it to be less so that it's less. If anyone could please provide some sort of basis for what's happening, I would appreciate it.
So, Mr. President,
I would prefer the person requesting the amendment respond. Okay. Granted, you might have one too, which is fine, but I don't want to give him a chance.
Okay.
I'm just trying to make this amenable to all the parties that are involved. The city wants 8. The police department wants 8, which, I mean, I love the police department. The city is in trouble with finances. Councilman Lattiser wanted 4. They want 8. Meet in the middle at 6. I don't know. I'm not an attorney, but
no,
I'm just a common sense person.
That basis at least makes sense from the perspective of what you're doing and why you're doing it. It's a proposed compromise to address the fact that we have 2 opposing views. I appreciate it. That's exactly what I'm trying to get at. Councilman Ricks.
I would add that some of my hesitation about approving 8 along with other vehicles that have already been approved for the police department in the past and proposed in the future, being that I don't think that at least all of us on the city council are fully satisfied that there is quite that immediate need at this point in time. While it may be ideal to have more newer vehicles in rotation, is it possible that we can get by with a little bit less and not be compromising public safety? And of course, if it means that there could potentially be consequences if we as a city council are being shown that we are running into dangerous territory like we were years ago, then of course, I think that a majority of the city council would want to see the replacement of vehicles accelerated. But I don't think that we've really been shown enough to necessarily justify replacement of vehicles at this particular rate at this particular time. That's where I'm coming from.
Chief?
Again, Bo Facenti, Chief Staff. So just so you know, these vehicles are about $3,000 cheaper than the ones we just purchased last time. So we're getting savings by buying these vehicles now. And I don't know what we're doing. The fleet manager, Mike Grant, for the police department, is, you look in the back of the yard and there are skeletons of police cars because he takes every pot off of them to save the city taxpayers money every day. And we're nickeling, diming the police department and the city administration after the council approved the capital budget. I'm not sure where we're going, but the administration has requested 8. We're saving money over the previous ones. That's what we're looking for because we're trying to manage our fleet. We want to make sure that the fleet is run properly, it's equipped, and the officers have the equipment they need to do their job. I heard stories from a friend of mine who's a Warwick police officer. He had to do a 5 or 6 point turn in the middle of Airport Road because his transmission was not working. I don't want to be part of a city that does that. It's foolish to nickel and dime on public safety and public works vehicles. I understand this is a lot of money. It was approved in the capital budget. 6 is not enough. We want the 8 because we have a plan. This is the administration's responsibility to manage the fleet. not the council's.
Yeah. Chief, can I ask a question? Chief, the maintenance gentleman you were speaking of, right? Do you think it might have been advantageous to have him here tonight?
That's maybe not his job. The major.
No, I understand, but maybe he could have helped us get.
I don't know what else the major or I could say that would change certain council people's minds.
Okay.
I understand where you guys are going, where the council is going, but it's not what the administration is asking for. We're asking for the 8 to manage our fleet in the way that the city administration deems appropriate. The fleet manager, the expert, just like the fleet manager in public works, just like the fleet manager in the fire department. These are the experts that work with these vehicles every day. Okay, not once or twice a month.
But if he's the expert, why he should have been here tonight?
The major is the major of the administrative division.
Right, but the major is not the fleet expert.
Right.
The major is
he
the...
speaks for the fleet manager, and so do I.
Okay. All right. I'm just the...
I just want
to get answers. That's all.
Right. I understand. But I mean, I don't think he would have told you anything different than what the major and I have mentioned.
So I have a question. What happens if this bid is held?
These are in stock vehicles. So another department could buy them tomorrow. Who knows? I can't answer that question.
Because right now, it seems pretty clear that 6 votes in favor of the full 8 is not going to happen. However, Councilman DeLuise has stated a desire for questions to be answered from the plan manager. So in theory, that could move us closer to or to enough votes for that to happen so that the requested amount is provided rather than an amount that's less or none at all. So I'm just trying to figure out, based on what's going on in the room, how to make this work.
Council President, also as part of purchasing this 8 vehicles is a loyalty discount of $2,000 per vehicle.
Yep, understood. You're preaching to the choir here. So Councilman DeLuise, would it help for your perspective when it comes to a vote yay or nay on 8 if the plan manager could be here or could answer questions beforehand? It's okay if the answer is no.
That's what we do every day. They're in stock. We have first right of refusal right now. October 6th is the next meeting. I don't know if they'll be there. No, actually, it's $36,000. What's that? These vehicles are $3,000. I believe that's included in the $3,000. So we're saving $24,000 by buying 8 vehicles now. We don't have that $2,000 loyalty credit if we buy 6. So, I mean, we can pay more money. And then we'll be back here again asking, exceeding the budget, because we had to bid it out for more money.
Okay, I've heard enough. Can I withdraw my amendment and let's see where the chips fall?
Motion to move favorable action as presented.
Seconded by Councilman Foley, Councilman Ricks, and, oh, sorry, not necessarily by Councilman Ricks, I'm sorry.
Pardon me, I had a question. Was it a transmission issue that was causing the vehicle to be unable to perform a 3-point turn and having to go multiple times?
Transmission and power steering, but it's irrelevant to this discussion.
I'm just trying to make sense of this. I mean, I've had a lot of cars that have had a lot of issues. I'm looking up what that, well, questions of
transmission and power steering.
Sorry?
Transmission and power steering. Power steering pump left, went. Transmission, again, this is really not relevant to this discussion.
Relevance?
Okay, it's fine. I mean, I've had a transmission power steering go, and it didn't cause that particular issue. I just had to turn the wheel harder, but whatever.
Is there emergency vehicles doing emergency turns trying to get to a call? So I don't know how fast you try to turn around, but the police department does.
Okay.
So bear in mind, right now before us is a motion for favorable action on the full bid for 8 vehicles. It appears, based on what everyone has stated thus far, that we appear to be in an all or nothing scenario, where either all are getting approved or none are getting approved. That just appears to be the scenario we're in. Councilman Lattisert.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. So for me, it's an issue of the spending. And it just, every time that somebody on this council pushes back on the spending, whether it be a sanitation vehicle, a snowplow, a fire truck, a police car, it's the same thing. Well, you're not going to get your streets plowed. The trash won't be able to be picked up. The fire truck isn't going to get there as soon. This isn't the issue. The issue is the financial picture, the big picture. Where are we going? Where are we heading? The spending is ad nauseum. The spending just continues. We have obligations that we've committed to. We've signed those credit cards endlessly for the last several years, and it just continues and continues and continues. So where are you going to reduce the spending? You're going to reduce it in ice melt or trash cans? No. This has nothing to do with challenging the professionalism of the police department or the fire department or anything else for that matter. It has everything to do with taxpayer dollars and with getting and reeling in spending. And you want to continue doing the spending? Go ahead. I'm not going to support it. Because at some point in time, there's not going to be any money left in the well. Now, you can take the attitude that, okay, you know, that might not be for 10 years from now, and I probably won't be here. But I'm here right now. And you say, Chief, you say that this is the administration's responsibility. We have to have this. My responsibility is in the best interest of the taxpayers and the finances. That's my interest. Now, perhaps that doesn't seem to make sense to some people, that the city council, no, your job is just to pass legislation. I don't view my job as just passing legislation. I view my job as exercising fiscal responsibility on the pocketbook based upon my years of experience in business and my years of experience seeing what has been taking place on this council over the years, and where we've gone from the spending in 2012 when I first got elected to where we are today. When are we going to stop the bleeding, or at least get it under control to a responsible nature? You just heard an hour and a half presentation tonight about what we're facing with the school department. So, get a load of that one and see who's going to be paying for that. At some point in time, these credit card bills come in. What I'm simply saying is you don't have to have everything that you want when you want it. There are concessions that need to be made for the benefit of the taxpayers. Go tell that person that's living on Social Security or fixed income that we're going to go ahead and spend X dollars and cents on all these items because we have to and because we want to. So, what about these people? That's all I have, Mr. President. Thank you.
So, as a general rule, every bid that comes before us is not and should not be taken as an opportunity to re-vote and re-litigate the budget. The budget was approved as presented. If you have an issue with an item in the bid package, ask the question, preferably beforehand, because as you all noticed the time, we're coming up on one of our required points where we're going to have to seek suspension of the rules so we can actually continue with the meeting, which is frustrating. But regardless, there's procedures in place to prevent the situation from arising. And at least we started to see how that could look. A council person had an issue with the bid. They asked questions. They got answers that seemed to have resolved it for them. That's it. It's a very straightforward process. If the issue is, I don't like that we spend money based on the budget that we approved, so I'm going to say no to it, fine. That's your prerogative. Let's just call it what it is. It's that. So we have before us a request for 8 vehicles. It has to be approved by a vote of 6. It's been moved and seconded. No lights are on. Clerk, will please call the vote.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
No.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. Muto?
No.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
5-4, motion fails.
That being the case, I would request someone ask to hold this, given that it's the only other opportunity for our capital plan not to be derailed.
Make a motion to hold this until October 6th.
Any objection to this being held to October 6th?
Second.
So no objections, so ordered. And so it's 11:31. Do we have to do the thing now?
Yep, hang on.
Pursuant to Rule 21, we have meeting curfews. No new resolution or ordinance shall be introduced for discussion after 11:30 p.m. And Part B of that rule is City Council shall adjourn no later than midnight. Any business before the council not completed by midnight will be tabled to the next available meeting. Waiver of these rules require unanimous consent. So the question presented is there any objection to waiving Rule 21 to proceed with business?
So to be clear, if there is an objection, we won't go any further and we'll resume this business at a subsequent meeting. If there is no objection, we'll continue until we finish, which could be, and likely at this point will be, probably 1 or 2. But so is there an objection to continuing?
Mr. President, I don't have an objection, but
so we can't discuss the merits of our items.
There is a rule that after midnight, we cannot discuss anything new.
I read both items. No new items after 11:30 is part one of the rule. Adjourning at midnight is part B of the rule.
The council president is asking
in one instance, is Rule 21 waived so that we can proceed with business by both of those deadlines? If there's an objection, the meeting's over, subject to the call of whenever the president or the council would reconvene, or the next meeting date, which is October 6th. If there's no objection, we continue.
So is there an objection to continuing for...
Can I get a clarification?
Absolutely.
Okay, so right now, it's like 11:35. So we can continue until midnight, correct?
If you waive Part A of Rule 21, we can proceed on further business up to the midnight deadline.
Okay, so why don't we continue up until the midnight hour, and then that's it? Whatever we don't finish, we don't finish. Take up at the next meeting.
It takes one person to stop any additional item, so it's subject to the will of whatever the minority would like.
Why can't we go till midnight and see what we get done?
So step one would be a motion to waive Rule 21, Part A, the 11:30 rule. Is there any objection to that?
All right, if not, then so waived. It seems pertinent to ask the administration if any of those remaining bids are time sensitive, because those are the ones to hit.
I would imagine all of them are probably time sensitive, but you know, I mean, that's your prerogative.
Because my next suggestion would be if multiple are, we might be better off just calling it and just doing a special meeting, because otherwise we're going to be throwing a bunch of stuff to the wolves.
I mean, I can't honestly speak to which ones are critical. I know the vehicles are in stock, ready for delivery. So those are probably, we'll probably be paying more for those if we hold it. So, I mean, it's your prerogative.
Councilman Muto? Okay, objection is so made. So that concludes the meeting at 11:35 p.m. Well, docket session, Ward 1. Ward 2.
Three items. A resolution in regards to installation of stop signs at the following intersections of Underwood Ave, Parkview Avenue, Richmond Avenue, Spofford Avenue, and Newfield Avenue. Second.
Public safety.
A resolution in regards to removing the two yield signs on the east and west sides of Bellevue Avenue and replacing them with stop signs to be erected at intersection of Summit and Bellevue on the north and south sides.
Public safety.
And third, a resolution recognizing November as Native American Heritage Month. And that's all.
Community affairs.
Ward 3.
Just one item, an ordinance relative to camping on public properties.
Ordinance.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
Yes, I have 4. My first one is a resolution. It's a resolution in regards to installing a stop sign at the intersection of Grand Avenue and Leroy. I do have a favorable traffic study attached.
Public safety.
Did you say you had more than one or just one?
I'm sorry? No, 4. Okay.
All right. That's
cool. My next one is an ordinance, and the tentative title is notify the council 60 days before bid expires.
Ordinance.
My next is an ordinance, notify the council 30 days of any bid items when we have one meeting per month.
Sorry, say that again.
Notify the council 30 days ahead of any bid items when we only have one meeting per month.
Do you want to just add that to the rules one? Because I think that's coming to us next meeting.
I'm sorry?
Do you want to just add that to the rules amendment? Because that's coming to us next meeting. That's where you'd want that.
That's fine. Right. We can do that.
So you're withdrawing that one?
I'll withdraw that one.
So withdrawing with the knowledge that it'll be at the next one regardless. We want to make sure that gets in.
Okay. I will need to see a copy of that, Mr. President.
Me too.
Okay. My next one is an ordinance, and the tentative title is City Council Budget Commission for Fiscal Oversight.
Do you already have something on this issue?
I withdrew mine, so it's a new one.
You have a resolution on budget forecasting oversight? Are you looking to?
I have a resolution. Yeah, so now I'm docketing an ordinance. Okay. Seeing as I'm realizing that resolutions don't seem to matter and do what you want to do, then
please repeat the title.
I'll come out an ordinance
regarding
City Council Budget Commission for Fiscal Oversight.
Are there any ordinance or finance? ordinance.
So, question. This is a financial item. Why is it an ordinance as opposed to finance?
Because I was given the option of one or the other. That's why.
Okay, so I'm asking the question, Mr. President. Why is it going to that instead of finance, where it's a
point of order? Point of order.
We don't have all the pertinent details of what you're docketing. Yep. Should it need to be reconsidered by the president in the assignment, he has the ability to do that. But on first instance, we only know that it's an ordinance that in concept, it may be doing something of protocols. It is unclear that it has a direct impact on the fiscal nature of operations. It may, but we don't know pending whatever the contents of it is.
So, okay. So can I amend the title? And amend the title to City Council Budget Commission for Fiscal Oversight. On budget.
Unless it involves the expenditure of city funds, it would still be an ordinance.
All right. We'll wait and see when it's drafted. Okay. That's all I have.
Ward 6.
I have two items. One being an ordinance requiring revenue to be approved by the city council.
This is a procurement policy relative to having the authority to approve the revenue matters.
Yes.
Finance. Please repeat the title, Councilman.
An ordinance requiring revenue items to be approved by City Council. I know it's been a hot item for the past 6 months.
Mr. President, I'd like to sign on as a co-sponsor, please. Assuming that's okay with the sponsor.
If I may join.
Noted. I'd like to also.
Noted.
Co-sponsor.
Further items?
Yeah, one more. An ordinance requiring GPS tracking and dash camera installation in all newly acquired City of Warwick vehicles and any City of Warwick vehicle of 2019 model year or later, and establish a public access.
I'd like to co-sponsor as well.
If I may also join.
It sounds like it is an item that would require expenditure of city funds and subsequent matters, so I would put that in finance.
Yep. So, Bill, an ordinance requiring GP.
Unless it's something we already have, we'd be required to purchase something, which would have a direct impact, thus I would recommend referring it to the finance committee.
Yeah, he wanted the title.
Oh, sorry.
He didn't hear the title. Come here.
Is that anything else, Councilman Mito?
No, I'm done.
You have anything?
Councilman Kirby? Pass. Councilman Gebhardt?
I have two. One, a resolution in regards to installation of two stop signs on major part of road.
Public safety.
And second, a resolution to the Rhode Island Department of Transportation to install sidewalks on Ives Road.
Public safety. Or actually, InterGov. Excuse me. You have a few, I believe.
I have three. So this is on behalf of the school department. They've asked us to docket a resolution in regards to an electrical distribution easement with Narragansett Electric, DBA Rhode Island Energy at Pilgrim High School.
Public properties.
Next is a resolution in regards to J claim.
Public safety.
And next is a resolution in regards to Gray claim.
Public safety.
Yeah, and then one more, a resolution titled admin. Titled admin. Yep. Thank you. Intergovernmental. And we somewhat skipped this. Does anyone have anything for unanimous consent? Oh, we don't even have to do that? All right. So we're concluded at 11:45 p.m.